sit with joy.
Want the door closed?
Yeah. Door closed, I think. What do you think?
Yeah.
You think closed is better?
I think so.
Yeah. Thank you, Irwin. Hey, happy birthday, Andy. Andy Breckman's birthday is coming up. March 3rd, right?
Yeah, that's right. March 3rd. Yes. Is that this week?
It's coming right up.
I'm 60.
Good God.
Your partner is 60.
Holy cow.
I know, man.
How's it feel to be that old? That's next Tuesday. So this is our last show before your 60th birthday.
I tried to get John Sebastian to play at my house.
How'd that go? Honestly.
It didn't go well. The outcome wasn't what I hoped for. He said no.
Uh-huh.
He won't even let me play his records on my birthday. That's how bad the phone call went.
What did you?
I'm not allowed to play the Love and Spoonful or any of his solo work for those 24 hours.
Can I ask what you offered him?
It went badly. The phone call just took a horrible, horrible left turn. I don't want to talk about it. But hey, I did bring your birthday gift from last week.
Oh, that's right. Thank you so much.
Well, you're easy to please. It's a Panasonic nose hair trimmer.
Best birthday present ever. I also want to thank your son, Evan, for suggesting it. I know he thought it was a big joke.
Yeah, he was making a joke with Uncle Ken.
But I actually...
He loves to fool around with you.
Yeah, but Evan and I have a special thing going on.
But the joke's on Evan because you really dug it.
Yeah, I love
it. I even
it.
Brought a battery with me.
Really? Wow.
May I put a battery in for you?
Please do.
And people...
My gosh, nobody's ever asked me that before.
People that work with you and people that live with you... I know, feel this is long overdue. It's a nose and ear hair trimmer.
Always wanted one. I see them advertised on infomercials at the gym and always mean to write down the 800 number, but then never carry through.
Well, I don't know how to get the battery in here.
Okay, we'll deal with it later.
Okay. Here, but I'll give it all to you. You can figure it out maybe as we go.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Sure. And don't throw your nose hairs away.
Why?
Because I'm making a little collage, a little art project.
All right, you got it.
And yeah, I'd appreciate it.
Here we go.
What do you think your nose hairs are worth? Like, do you think there's a fan out there that would pay money?
No.
Why don't we try on the marathon?
That's not going to work.
As a premium.
Nobody wants my nose hairs.
Well, people want to clone you.
That's disgusting.
Could they clone you with nose hair?
Hey, it doesn't seem to be working.
Oh, yeah, no. The ones that work cost a little more. I didn't splurge.
Oh, maybe I put the battery in the wrong way?
The ones that didn't work were $4 cheaper.
Uh-huh. There we go.
Do it, man. Do it. Oh, don't do it into the microphone.
You can hear it.
Oh, my. Yes, you can hear it. Oh, my God.
Wait, be quiet.
Oh, my God. There's nothing we've ever done that was more disgusting.
You're screaming so much. Just be quiet and listen. Listen and learn.
Oh, my God. That's 56 years of nose hair.
Oh, my God. Best birthday present ever. Thank you, Evan.
That's the nose hair equivalent of hacking your way through the Amazon.
Thank you, Evan. Thank you, Andy. This is great. You're my best friend.
That's from us with love.
Thank you.
You're my fourth best friend.
I used to be your second best friend.
Hey, times have changed, buddy.
Who took my place?
Well, I used to love you for your nose hair.
I'm saving them for you. Did you see me?
I like it when they were attached, when they were sticking out of all angles, out of your ears and nose.
Did you see me empty the chamber? I'm saving them for you.
There's no chamber.
Yes, there is. What do you think? They just magically disappear?
You think they'll fly it around your precious radio studio?
No, the chamber.
Why don't you add that to the list of DJ chores? Clean up the boss's nose hair.
Clean out the chamber?
Yeah, clean out the boss's chamber.
Good idea. I will do that.
Hey, we have a big marathon coming up.
Yes, we do.
I guess that means only one thing. Ken and his family want to renovate their lake house. It's time to renovate. What's the budget on the lake house renovation?
There is no budget.
1.2?
Unlike.
All right, let me ask you this. It's a roundabout way to get to the same number.
Okay.
What's your number for the marathon? For the 2 weeks of the marathon, they want to hit.
1.2 million.
Exactly. Oh, it's going to be beautiful. That must include a new dock.
Slightly more than you spent renovating your kitchen.
It's going to be a beautiful lake house. Hey, you got to help. You got to help Ken and his family. They are just cramped up there every weekend.
Yeah, the Soak Andy episode is 2 weeks from tonight, March 11th. No. I would like to set a marathon record.
I'm sure you will, because I guess you want that second fireplace. I'm sure you have a whole long wish list.
Don't need a second fireplace. Not.
Hey, listen. If there's any money left over, you should give some to the station. This place is a wreck. Promise me you'll do that. If there's anything left over, come on, Ken. The station does a lot of good for a lot of people. Come on, Ken.
I like where you're going with this. It was a couple of weeks ago. You actually did a heartfelt pitch. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think it was the Exercycle episode. You were delirious. You were delirious with...
Hey, we're looking for ways to incorporate Ken's new drone and our Exercycle into the marathon fundraiser.
And my nose hair clipper.
Oh, God. Oh, God, no. Ken, don't. I'll pay you right now. We could get people to pledge right now to make you stop.
There was an article about the 40th anniversary of Saturday Night Live.
Excellent. Loving it.
There's a very funny anecdote in there about you and Sarah Palin. Is it true?
Me and Sarah Palin?
Yeah, that you're pals with Sarah Palin and you introduced some guy who's running for Congress, some guy from SNL.
Who would write that story?
The guy who's running for office.
Oh, Gary Kroger. Well, yes. Gary Kroger is an actor from my era, you know, at Saturday Night Live,
right.
from my class, I guess you'd say, you know, from the mid-80s.
The golden era?
Well, no one would call it the golden era.
It was this third golden era.
I think people love, whenever you're in eighth grade, that's the golden era of Saturday Night Live. Whenever you can't drive on a Saturday night.
Oh, come on. You were there during Eddie Murphy and Joe Piscopo.
Anyway, it
was a golden era.
And Gary Kroger was in the cast. Very funny guy. Very nice guy. Uh-huh. And I didn't know this made the paper. But Gary Kroger and I were talking. He's running for Congress from Iowa or Idaho.
I'm not sure.
He's running for Congress. And he was saying... that he's concerned about some old, you know, his primary opponent or the opponent in the actual election using his old SNL skits against him. He was saying that there was some potentially embarrassing skits.
Yeah.
That he did. I guess he was in drag and some and stuff. And he was wondering if they could be how harmful they would be in a campaign.
Well, didn't seem to hurt Al Franken too much.
That's true. There was stuff Al Franken did that never came out that would have hurt him, I think. But I said, because Sarah Palin was right there, because it was an amazing event. I mean, there were politicians just walking around, newscasters and national politicians and local politicians, and of course, you know, movie stars of all sizes and stripes and TV stars.
And reality TV stars like Sarah Palin.
And reality TV stars. And Sarah Palin was right there. A beautiful woman, by the way. And I said, why don't we ask Governor Palin? Because Gary Kroger had that question.
Uh-huh.
And I went over and said, Governor, this is Gary Kroger. He's running for office.
He is running as a Democrat.
And he has a question. And they talked for a bit. Wow. Gary Kroger asked if she thought these sketches could come back to haunt him.
And what'd she say?
She gave what I think is the right answer. She said, it won't hurt you if you're a Democrat. which Al Franken has proven. And that was, how did that end up in the paper?
It didn't end up in the paper. It ended up on the internet.
Oh.
On the World Wide Web.
Well, it was a fun party.
I can't believe Sarah Palin's at the 40th anniversary SNL party.
Oh, my God.
That's weird.
Why? No, there were people of all political stripes and sizes. Hmm. I'll tell you a lesson I learned at that party. I left at... I left the party at 1:30.
Uh-huh.
Because, for one thing, they wouldn't let me bring Bethy. I didn't get a plus one. Nobody got a plus one.
Are you serious?
Only the biggest stars got plus one.
Oh, God.
So everyone was there so I was without my wife, and I usually need my wife because no one else will
talk
to me.
Yeah.
You know, you need someone as a safety net.
Yeah.
You know, friend at the party.
A wingman.
So I was kind of missing my wife, and I was tired. I had been working all day. So I left at 1:30, and then here's the lesson I learned. I'm told that 20 minutes later, a little before 2 a.m., Paul McCartney got up and started singing, and Paul Simon got up and started singing, and Prince was there and started singing. And the party just went on and on like that till 5 a.m. The coolest people in show business, and just entertaining each other.
And you had gone home.
I had gone home 20 minutes early. So I'm kicking myself all week. So the lesson is, if you find yourself at a cool party, I mean, this won't happen ever to you, but
right.
But I'm talking about our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
If you find yourself at a cool party,
yeah.
If you stumble backwards into some cool party,
mm-hmm.
Don't leave. That's the lesson.
Got it. I liked in the story how you you pretended that you knew Sarah Palin.
I did not.
According to Gary Kroger's account, he said, I know Governor Palin. Let's introduce you. Governor Palin.
No, I said, there's Governor Palin. Oh, I would never. I never had met Governor Palin.
Okay.
But I'm not shy. Maybe I should be more shy.
Shy, yeah.
About that.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's not the topic for tonight's show, though.
No.
We actually have a fairly decent topic.
I guess we're looking for architect. We're talking about your lake house and the big renovation.
No. Can't afford to renovate my lake house, sorry.
Until in 3 weeks.
No. Okay. not ever planning on renovating my lake house. Sorry.
Oh, I get you.
Not
right.
ever.
Oh, no, I get you. Oh, let's say, I get you. No, all the money we raise will go to the radio station WFMU. Let's say that. No, we'll raise a lot more money that way.
Can we say that because it's true?
We are going to raise so much more money. You're very bright. Good call.
Okay.
Good call, thanks. Buddy. Good. Well played. Yeah.
All right.
It would be unethical for Ken to divert any money to the lake house renovation.
So, speaking of getting rich, you have a toy company.
Yeah.
And
speaking of getting rich.
And you've sold a few toys already. You're on a roll.
Yeah, right.
In the toy business, they're saying Andy Breckman's in the zone. You sold Who Tooted.
I do have Who Tooted.
Fart-based board game. And then
yeah,
you sold
the fart-based board game.
Car bingo. Automobile bingo.
A real-life travel bingo. Right. Yep, that's something that we were selling.
So you've sold two products. And when you decided to sell your, to set up a toy company, you the first thing you did was register a couple of internet domain names.
Oh, I see. Oh, you're segueing to the domain name.
Yeah.
That's true. It was 2 years ago, and I was trying to think of a good name for the company, and I was registering them left and right. I would get excited at 4 a.m. I would think, oh, man, I should call it Impolite Toys. And then I'd register that.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd wake up, and I'd realize that's a mistake.
And how many did you register?
I did register 5 or 6. I registered the Stoned Elf.
Why?
Because like what would it would be, because the toys would be kind of weird and
the stonedelf.com?
Yeah, like what would a stoned elf bring you on Christmas morning?
Uh-huh.
Don't you think that's good?
No.
No, I don't either. Yeah. I woke up and thought of it. But I had that registered for a while.
Okay.
But these have all expired. Let me see. Wait. Let me see what has not expired. Let me go to GoDaddy.
So what we want is people to call us at our new number. We do have a new number tonight. It's 201-536-9368 and tell us any domains that you have registered on a whim that you're not using, and we're going to put them out for bid.
Right. It's like a domain name yard sale.
I registered schnozcam.com.
Schnoz, like a nose?
Schnozcam.com. It was the first year that the GoPro helmet cams came out. And I went snowboarding, and the GoPro was pointing straight down. So all you really saw was my nose and then the slope around it. And then I did the same thing on the radio, where, again, all you could see was the nose and then me doing my radio show. And I had this great idea that this would make a wonderful site called schnozcam.com.
And the idea was that people would take the same kind of footage.
Any footage taken with a GoPro that features somebody's large nose in the center of the action. So I registered schnozcam.com. I even renewed it a couple of times.
Wait, a large nose prominent in a video?
Yeah.
So why don't you call it Calling All Jews and just get it over with?
That domain was taken.
Do you think callingalljews.com is taken?
Absolutely, it's taken. Calling All Jews.
Okay, here are my domain names.
.com. Oh my God, it brings up a neo-Nazi site.
It does not. Wait, here's my domain name. Gift. Okay.
And listener Julian, who promises not to call tonight, said that he had an idea for a male feminine deodorant spray that he invented.
Yeah.
And it's called myjunkstunk.com.
Myjunkstunk.com.
Yeah.
And he registered that.
Yep, and it's available.
And is he willing to, and how much is he asking for?
He emailed me. I don't know.
I would begin the bidding at $50,000.
For myjunkstunk?
That's a winner. Because once you hear it, you will not forget.
It's true. Max in Chicago, you're on the air.
Hi, I have 7seconddelay.com. I'm wondering if any listeners out there would like it, or if the host might like put a bid on it.
Wait, how did you?
You know you don't.
Wait, maybe he does. Do you have the number 7? Can you use a number?
No, it's the word spelled out 7. It's a lot more natural, I think.
Maybe he does.
He might.
Wait, we've never gotten this.
Wow!
Somebody does have it.
It's him. He has it.
Wait, we never looked for
and
it.
He even
why did we never look into this?
Because we're stupid?
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Considering
Max,
how stupid we
Max,
are.
Max, when did you do this? Today?
I don't know.
This afternoon?
Yeah, probably.
You did it this afternoon.
Wait, was this
right when I got the email about it, I check it out.
Wait, was this available until today?
Yes.
I want it now.
Well, it says on 7 Second Delay .com. This domain is up for trade. Think of the possibilities for good or evil. Contact listener Max.
Max, what is your asking price for 7seconddelay.com?
Well, I thought this was a trade for other domains. But from what I heard, Andy, you only have good ones that are good for like a sex shop.
I do.
The stonedelf.com.
No, the stonedelf.com, I'm afraid, is old news.
It's Max, fine. Would you trade 7seconddelay.com for schnozcam.com?
How do you even spell schnoz? Like, there's no marketability there.
S-H-N-O-Z-Z.
I know it's worth it. It's worth it.
I would probably accept cash for this, though. I mean, if
would you trade it for a small baggie of a very, very fresh nose hair from your favorite from your favorite radio DJ?
That was one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard on a radio.
I know. I would agree with you, man. I'm not proud of that at all. Oh, that man. Really was something.
Oh, good hygiene is now disgusting. I understand. I see where you guys are coming from.
I really want 7seconddelay.com.
Well, you got to trade Max.
Andy, how
for
much
it.
Do you want it? I mean,
I wanted to. Ken, would you go halfsies with me if I bid? If I offered the, what did you pay for? $12.
That doesn't matter.
Do you want to double your money in one day? We'll pay.
Are you offering? Are you offering Max $24?
I'm offering $24. Would you split it with me?
Yes.
Max, you can double your money in one day. How would we get it from him?
Like, how I'm do thinking you more like $250 for this one.
He wants $250.
Well, I've heard the show.
Yeah,
it's
no,
just
it's
not
like
what it, it's not what it used to be.
It's a $30 domain.
I would agree. I mean, they used to be so clever. They used to really put a lot of effort into their stunts.
It's fine, guys. I'll hold on to it. I mean, I know the search engine optimization. I can make anyone who searches for your show come to this site. And who knows what it'll be there tomorrow.
God, I can only imagine.
He's shaking us down. He's Al Sharpton-ing us. What do we do?
Move on to the next call.
I really want this 7-second delay.
Well,
still available for any other callers you call in who want
to. Yeah, what if he gives it to some creep?
He's asking $250. You offered $24, so why don't you guys meet in the middle?
You mean chew him down?
No, like, you know, just meet in the middle, $120.
Would you go halfsies?
Yeah.
You'd put up $60 and I'd put up $60?
Yeah.
And we'd have this? What would we do with it?
Turn it into a nose hair gallery?
Okay, I'll pay $60 for it. My God, did this guy just pay $12 2 hours ago?
Yeah.
That's the greatest investment of your life. You'll never see a return like this.
Yep.
Okay, Max, email me tomorrow, Ken at WFMU.org.
You will make 700% on your stupid investment.
Well, it's because we mailed out an email this afternoon and told everybody
when
what the plan
was.
When
will we learn?
Yeah.
But there is something about him.
Sorry?
You're offering $120?
Yeah, $120.
Okay.
It's our final offer.
Okay, I'll email you.
Okay, it's our final offer. Unless
bye, Max.
Unless you say no, and then we're going to go up a little bit more.
No, that's not how you negotiate.
Well, but I'm being honest. I don't want to lie to the guy. It's our final offer unless he says no.
No, don't say that.
Wait, what do you mean?
Because then you're telling him that you're willing to go higher.
But not saying that is lying by omission.
But you might as well just increase your own offer.
I'd rather not have it than be a liar, than go through life as a dishonest person.
I see. Got it. Hey, we have a new phone number tonight. It's 201-536-9368.
Do you have KenFriedman.com?
No.
Who's at KenFriedman.com? I should grab that.
Don't know, I'm sure.
Would you pay money for that?
No.
You spell it in that weird psychotic way, don't you?
Yeah.
The wimpy way.
Oh, is that the wimpy way? E-E?
Wait, no, it's available?
It looks like it's available.
Grab it, buddy.
I don't want it.
You're not Ken Friedman unless you're KenFriedman.com.
Who cares?
Grab it.
I've got Facebook.com/KenFriedman. That's good enough for me.
But, okay, I'll take Ken Friedman. Oh, there's something I want to do with Ken Friedman.
What are you going to do with it?
Wait, maybe I will. Hey, somebody want to
make... Oh, look at that. If it's spelled the other way, it's taken. If it's spelled
the correct way.
The correct way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, our phone number is 201-536-9368.
Somebody grab KenFriedman.com and shake the man down. You can put up horrible things.
I don't really want it.
But you wouldn't want something horrible on there.
Oh, you mean like that comedy routine that you did?
Like, I don't know what you mean.
15 jokes by Andy Breckman.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Like, if you go to YouTube.com.
I'm trying to get that down. So how do I get that down? I was talking to Google today about it.
Yeah, and what did they say?
Well, I was emailing them. Fill
people in on the situation.
3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I got up and told some very, very unfunny, very vulgar jokes.
Well, they were very funny.
Well, It was late at night, and it was in a bar.
No, they were really sick, though.
Yeah,
they were about child molestation and testicular cancer and things like that.
And then my nephew, Jake, up as a favor to me, at my request, of course, I'll cop to this. It was at my request, completely authorized. He uploaded that little clip to YouTube, called it Andy Breckman, 15 Jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been sitting there, and probably five people have seen it. Nobody cares. And then, but now I have this little business. I have this little startup, and I'm meeting people that don't know me and are checking me out. And I just want it down. It's just an embarrassment.
Andy Breckman.
And I'm trying to get YouTube to take it down. But here's the problem. Jake, God bless him, doesn't remember
the email address that he used,
or, of course, the password. So we can't get it down.
Oh, man.
And so it's sitting there.
All right. So Andy Breckman, 15 jokes. That's what you search for on YouTube.
Well, I don't want people shouldn't search.
No, absolutely. Because Andy doesn't want it seen.
I'm not proud of it.
And it's got 3,871 views.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Andy can't figure out how to take it down.
Or block it. Isn't there a way to block it?
Well, you could put in a copyright notice. You could put down a takedown notice.
I should do that.
That Andy stands up, the account that put it up, is infringing on your intellectual property.
You know what? I'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
And I think they have a whole method for doing that online.
But do I have to have really copyrighted these jokes?
No. Oh, Andy. Anybody can claim copyright infringement. And anybody does.
But I don't want to get my nephew in trouble.
All that they'll do is they'll ban the account that he can't remember the password for anyway. So no problem.
I might do that.
Yeah,
I might take you up on that.
Meanwhile, I would love to see Andy Breckman 15 jokes on YouTube break 4,000 views before 7 p.m. tonight.
Oh, you won't. People will.
3,871 jokes.
What the hell were people thinking?
Views.
What were they thinking? But wait, that has nothing to do with leftover domain names.
No,
or
it doesn't.
Unused domain names.
Good point. Excellent point. We're looking for your...
Do you have any domain names?
I told you. I got schnozcam.com.
Do you really own that?
I do own it, yeah.
And what happens if you go to that?
Probably just like, a GoDaddy thing. I don't know. Let's see.
And our producer, Veronica, had a funny one.
What was that one?
That she impulsively bought and now regrets.
What was it?
If I remember correctly, well, she should call and tell us, but if I remember correctly, it was angrysaturday.com, which was the name of a boyfriend's band or something.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what she was thinking.
Maybe I let schnozcam.com expire because it seems to think it's available.
Hey, anybody can get Ken Friedman? Maybe Little Ken Friedman is available?
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Little Ken Friedman. Little Kenny Friedman.
Meanwhile, we're also looking for ways to use the drone to raise money.
Well, I had an idea just before the show. What did you think of that? We draw a target on the stage.
Uh-huh.
You're across the room.
Right.
If you can land this drone on the target, I'll pledge X amount of money.
Can I try to land my drone on your head right now?
Yeah, or on that pillow. How about that pillow?
No, how about your head?
Sure, I won't even move.
Don't move. It won't hurt.
You have a little, you should tell people you have a little tiny, it's almost it looks like a little toy you'd get from a cereal box.
Yeah, it's the $50 drone.
It's a $50 drone. It's
extreme, though. It's called the extreme.
It's maybe 9 inches by 9 inches, right?
Mm-hmm.
With four little propellers.
Yeah,
and I know it's your favorite little toy.
Quadrocopter.
This is why I love you, man. You're just so, you have such boyish enthusiasm for these dumb, dumb, dumb things.
Yeah, this is dumb.
Yeah. And
I'm having trouble plugging it in.
Ken's so excited when I see him playing with his drones. Or skimming money. Skimming money is another passion of Ken's.
I don't skim money.
Yeah, playing with the books. Okay, so he has his drone on.
Okay, here we
and
go.
He's going to... Going to land it on my head, and this is, I just want to remind you, this is Ken Friedman, who claims to be a veteran broadcaster. He claims to know what makes good radio. And right now he's playing with a drone on the radio. It's now making its way very slowly across the room, and it has crashed about 2 feet to my left. And now he's not giving up.
I'm going to try again.
He's going to try again. This is as stupid can be.
No.
The drone is now airborne. It's hovering at 7 inches up. Now it's about 4 feet up. I'm sitting on a chair. It's moving. It's like a giant mosquito.
All right, I hit your head.
You did hit my head.
Yes.
Yes, Ken. All right, I hit your head. Said the 57-year-old to the 60-year-old. All right, I hit your head with my toy.
You're just angry that I won.
Yeah. It's fun never to grow up. I'm never leaving Neverland. How about you?
I've left a couple of times. Yeah. It's not pretty.
It's horrible.
I know.
It's horrible. Wait, are you playing with it again?
No. Maybe a little bit. Oh, it's not working now.
Maybe the drone knows it's bad radio. Maybe the drone senses how stupid this must sound. So if you're just tuning in, you've gone from nose hair clipping sounds to the sound of a drone coming right at Andy's head.
And now I'm worried because it's not working.
But you yourself said it's only good for a few minutes.
Yeah, but I only used it for like 30 seconds.
Oh, this was fully charged.
Yeah.
Well, do we have any more calls? We're looking for people who have domain names that they bought and now regret and are looking to sell.
Did we play with the nose hair clippers yet?
Dear God.
Just tell me the truth.
Dear God. We opened with it.
Oh.
We should have ended with it. Okay, here that comes. Okay, now the drone's taking off again. Right in my face. Here it comes. Right in my face. Hovering around. Dear God. And it fell on the other side of the studio.
Yeah.
I wonder if Ken's tired of it yet.
I'm tired of it.
I do need a drone because we need a drone to go up the side of our house and to look at our chimney.
Right.
To see if our bat net.
Well, I got the drone for you. I have
not that one.
Not this one. This one can't carry a camera.
You have one with a camera.
Yeah, I have the one that crash landed at the White House lawn. Not that exact one, but that model, DJI Phantom.
That's the only recommendation that Ken needed. Could it penetrate the Secret Service defenses?
Oh, hell yeah!
But I need a. We had a bat in the house, and I think it might have come down the chimney. So I need. I need someone to go up and just verify that the top of the chimney is still covered.
You know, I don't think you need anybody to verify that. If you have a bat in your house and you used to have bats in your chimney, it's a pretty...
No, there are other ways for bats to get in.
Yeah, like what?
Like an open window or a door that's open briefly?
Nah.
Yeah, I actually saw a bat fly in an open window, door.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why do you got so many bats?
Well, we haven't had one in years, but they are the spawn of the devil. They are the worst. Oh, God, here it comes. Here comes Ken's drone toy. Hey, if you want to see Ken fly his drone in person, you might want to get professional help, psychiatric help, because there's nothing to see at all with that.
Yeah.
But we're going to try to fly these drones. The first night of the marathon, first week of the marathon will be done here, right?
Right.
And then the second week will be done live at Monty Hall. We'll have the exercise bike set up.
Yep.
Oh, I see. But we want to just open it up to people that pledged in week one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. You have
to. So then everybody there will be off the hook. No one will feel compelled to pledge.
Right. It's a fatal flaw.
Right.
We want to fill Monty Hall with people who already pledged, thereby guaranteeing that nobody in Monty Hall will
feel guilty or feel coerced.
Right.
They will have done their duty. And how will we use the exercise bike to raise money?
I have no idea.
Okay, we'll have to. We have a couple.
I guess we should give people some background that you have declared that we are no longer doing the Wheel of Fate.
We really, I think that's been played out.
That you're 60 years old.
Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I know you don't like doing it anymore. I mean, you're 60 now. You're growing hair out of your palms.
60 years old. Like, there's something about being 60 and putting peanut butter on my underwear that just doesn't quite fit. So, I'd rather go the more dignified route and have a drone try to land on my head.
And yet somehow when you're 90, putting peanut butter on your underwear seems very natural.
Seems to make sense.
Yeah.
So I'll see you in 30 years. Oh, my God. The wheel of fate we can do in 30 years.
Oh, that'll be...
I'm semi-senile and I won't care.
Looking forward to it.
Oh, my God. I am too, buddy. I am so looking forward to that.
Hey, we have a new phone number here, 201-536-9368.
Hey, maybe the fact that it's a new phone number explains why nobody is calling us.
No, I don't think so.
What else could explain it? What else could possibly explain it?
Do you think that my drone could pick up the nose hair clipper? What do you think? I think it's too heavy. Because then I could mount the nose hair. I could turn the nose hair clipper on, mount it to the bottom of the drone.
Do you need me here? Can I go?
I do need you here. Oh. Sorry.
No, I just heard you going on and on about something.
That
didn't interest me.
No, it's a good point. The nose hair clipper is too heavy. It was Julian's suggestion.
Yeah. But it would be great to weaponize a drone.
Yes.
With a nose hair clipper.
Well, I could weaponize it with something much lighter.
Could you get a bigger drone, attach a nose hair clipper, mm-hmm. turn the nose hair clipper on, and control the drone so accurately it could clip hair from my nose?
Yes.
That would be pretty amazing.
It would.
We could tour the country. We could bring back vaudeville.
I know, and people wonder if there's good applications for drone technology.
You could trim your friend's nose hair from across the auditorium. See it live. Madison Square Garden.
Makes me want to get a bigger indoor drone that can pick up a much
smaller nose hair clipper.
Yeah, or a friend with a much larger nose.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck finding a friend with a much larger nose.
So let's
take that first call.
Yeah. The phone bank is dead. The new phone number is 201-536-9368. You're listening to 7 Second Delay.
Apparently you're not listening to 7 Second Delay.
No, you're listening, but you're not calling.
Apparently you're listening, but you don't care.
We're looking for unwanted domains.
You're barely listening to 7 Second Delay.
Hey, let's go check Andy Breckman 15 Jokes and see how many views it has now. Oh, I see. They don't go up in real time. Okay. Well, tomorrow it'll be well over 4,000.
Yeah, after the plug you gave it.
Should we see whether anybody's registered KenFriedman.com? Do you own AndyBreckman.com?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, no one's grabbed it. And you'd be willing to pay money. If somebody put something really, really...
No, I would.
Embarrassing or incriminating?
Yeah, okay. I would.
Why don't you grab it now? Go to GoDaddy.
It's probably... Oh, UncleAndy.com redirects to unclean...
No, to Uncle Andy Toys.
No. It says right here, unclean DIY toys.
Well,
unclean DIY toys?
That's unfortunately how Uncle Andy is spelled out.
Oh! Ah, I see. And there's Andy, toy and game mogul.
There's my little website. It's, I'm trying to support my family with that website.
It's actually really good.
Thanks, man.
It's a good website.
So you can see who tooted. You can see the real who tooted.
Oh, really?
That's
wow.
That's the real game. There it is.
Oh, man. I'm so excited. Andy's new board game, Who Tooted,
if you click
hits
on
the
it.
Stores when? October?
I don't know.
Very soon.
Well, you want to hear something funny about Who Tooted?
Yeah.
So Who Tooted, I'm really proud. It's crazy. I'm really proud of it. It's a fun game. It's like a poker game. Where you're bluffing and
yeah, I've actually betting. Seen your kids playing it, right. And it does look good.
Okay, so anyway, it's being put out by a big company, Goliath Games. But get this, there's another company with another fart game. There's actually two other fart games out there this year, and the whole secret in the toy business is to get Walmart and Target and Toys R Us to take your game stock your game,
of course.
But here's the thing. Walmart and Target, they're only going to take one fart game.
Yeah.
They're not going to take two or three.
That'd be crazy to do that.
So if they take the other fart games,
mm-hmm.
I'm out of business.
Oh, man.
But if they take my fart game, then this company will get behind it, will promote it, will buy TV spots.
Do you have people helping to lobby Walmart?
I don't know what you can do except show Walmart your game.
Why don't you play your Governor Palin card?
I don't know what to call the governor. governor of
Alabama. You met her. You were hanging out with her at this great party.
I maybe have better luck with the Congressman Kroger.
He ain't a congressman yet.
Barry Kroger.
Hey, Wilson's on the air. Hi, Wilson.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm all right. Fart games.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you. Thanks for that shout out.
Fart games. So I have two, which are I have so many, but they can't be. I ran them by your call screener, and he verified that I cannot say them aloud.
Okay.
On the radio.
That means they're good.
As you guys know, I work close to the adult industry, so I had some inspiration based on that over a period of years. But I have two, which are squeaky clean.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That I don't want anymore.
Wait, these are domain names.
Unwanted domain names, right?
Okay, and you really own them, and what are they?
And I really own them. One is Enslave the Whales.
Enslave the Whales?
Enslave the Whales. Not Free the Whales, but EnslaveTheWhales.com.
EnslaveTheWhales.com. That's pretty good.
Enslave the Whales, yeah. Oh, that reminds me. I also have DoNotReact.com.
DoNotReact.com could be valuable.
And what did you want Enslave the Whales for? Was that for a comedy website?
Yeah, you know, I think this was still in the days of, like, where you could have an entire website devoted to, like, a silly Flash animation, and I was just kind of imagining a joking anti-Greenpeace sort of statement about using the whales as you know, freighters or something.
But Wilson, it looks like you've
let... Tethering their brains or, I don't know.
It looks like you've let the domain expire.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, I did really own it. And
what's the other one?
And then the other one was letthemeatkale.com, which I know that I have because I just got... Someone just tried to sell me a similar website.
Let Them Eat Kale. And what were you planning to do with Let Them Eat Kale?
Yeah, there it is.
Kale recipes, man.
Kale recipes. And yeah. You're willing to let that go. You've given up on the idea.
No. We eat a great deal of kale, but I just guess I didn't have the cookbook mojo.
So was there one moment in your life where you realized that your letthemeatkale.com dream was not going to happen?
But I still own it. It could happen.
Yeah, good luck on that. Are you Are you hiring?
Green leafies, man. Hiring? Yeah, across the board. CFO first.
Letthemeatkale.com.
So you're not willing to part with letthemeatkale.com.
No, I would part with. I'd probably part with it for a head of delicious kale.
Trade it for 7secondDelay.com?
In a second. I mean, in 7 seconds.
All right, Wilson. Thanks.
All right, gentlemen. Love you guys. Be well.
Bye bye.
Thanks, Wilson.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Max again. Hey. I also bought KenFriedman.com.
This guy, Max. Hey, we have a nemesis.
Yes, we do.
What are you going to do with your KenFriedman.com?
Probably nothing with this one, Andy. I thought you might could have more fun with it than I could.
Oh, I think I would love it. Oh, yeah.
What would you do? What would you do with KenFriedman.com? Now I have to get it.
I would put...
Now that somebody else owns it.
I would upload clips of you driving or skiing or water skiing with your big nose prominent in the frame.
Oh, you would steal content from schnozcam.com.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
That's all I need to do. Yes.
Right.
And I would Photoshop it, make your schnoz
I'll
even bigger.
I'll help you with the web development on that, Andy.
That's going to be great.
Pay me, and I'll handle it all.
Maybe. You know what I'll do? Maybe I'll post links to good music, and people, when they listen to Ken's Wednesday morning shows, can have an alternative listening experience offered to them.
If my music is so bad, how do you explain the fact that Irwin copied my sets song for song, segue for segue? How do you explain that?
I don't know does that say more about Irwin or something more about you? Or does it say something about me that I believed it for a second?
Is this a rhetorical question?
I don't know. What is rhetorical?
You're asking a lot of questions.
Whether or not it's a rhetorical question depends on what rhetorical means.
Max, I think you agreed to sell 7secondDelay.com for $120, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Ken, what are you willing to pay to get KenFriedman.com back in your pocket?
$30.
Max, no one's ever seen an investment like this. You paid $12 for it 5 minutes ago. You are brilliant. You should handle my finances. You are just a genius.
You sure you don't want to offer any more than that, Andy?
$30. I don't know. What would I do with it? Maybe a listener has an idea.
Offer $35.
I bet I could post some content that would make Ken pay me more.
Yes, I'm sure. I'm sure you could.
I'm sure I could. Maybe just the collected speeches of Sarah Palin.
Well, those are available for free already.
But not on KenFriedman.com.
That's true. That's true. Well, Max, we shall be in touch.
Yes, we shall.
Okay, bye.
I should have bought it.
You know, it was on this program that we started talking about the fact that somebody's been warehousing WFMU.com.
Yes.
For about 20 years now.
Now, is that available now?
No, it's still not available. The price has gone up and up and up. There was a time when I think they were willing to sell it for $2,500. But it made me so mad because they're not allowed to do that. You know, the WFMU is assigned to us by the Federal Communications Commission. So we trademarked WFMU. We actually went to the trouble and we spent thousands of dollars in legal bills.
So he cannot do anything with it.
Right. We trademarked WFMU.
Why doesn't he lower his price? What an idiot.
Well, now we don't need it. We can get it through legal action now. Because we have it trademarked and it's also an FCC assignment. So we can get it.
Are you going to make that move?
No, because I just don't care that much. I know I should. There's probably a lot of traffic meant for us that goes to WFMU.com by mistake.
What happens when you go to WFMU.com?
Let's find out. I really love Hootooted. I love the box design for Hootooted.
Oh, good, man. I can't wait to play with you.
Yeah. WFMU.com. You know who we had to get agreements from in order to trademark WFMU?
Wait, hold on. Let me just check to see if I care. Let me just ask myself. Oh, can I? I'm so sorry. I don't. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm going to say it anyway.
Oh, what will I do while you're talking about this?
It's not going to take long.
Show tunes.
Okay, go ahead.
I have often walked.
We needed to get the permission of the Whole Foods market, of Whole Foods, because they had trademarked. They had trademarked a Whole Foods market in-store music service called WFMU.
All at once am I. Several
but to Whole Foods Market's credit, they said no problem when we asked them whether we could trademark WFMU. And they gave it to us. Okay.
Are you done?
Yeah, all over now.
So in stereo, if you listen to the left channel, you heard Lerner and Lowe, classic.
No. I think they heard us in both channels.
You know what I was listening to today that made me really laugh?
What? This?
Congratulations. You have found...
It really grosses.
You found the note. You have found the sound.
It really grosses.
That I cannot stand. Congratulations. You have been mining for that gold for 25 years. I hate that sound.
It's so weird that you hate it.
Yes, well played, Ken.
It feels
you
so...
You win.
It feels so good.
It is my James Taylor. It is my Eagles.
We didn't even get to talk about James Taylor and his performance in the wake of the Charlie Hebdo massacre. Hey, we have a new phone number.
Do you need me here? Because I'm needed at home tonight.
Andy often jokes that we have a new phone number. Tonight, we actually have a new phone number.
Yeah, it's going to make the difference. It's going to make all the difference. Tell them the new phone number.
Okay, Ken. Andy. The new phone number is 201-536-9368.
You know what made me laugh today? I was listening to Jerry Lee Lewis, Whole Lot of Shaking going on.
Uh-huh.
God, that's the funniest song if you think about it.
Why? What made you laugh?
I just love that first line. I was, come on over, baby.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole lot of shaking going on.
Why is that funny?
Well, he's saying, hey, honey, if you're in the neighborhood, you want to drop by, you might enjoy yourself because I have some friends here and a lot of them are shaking. There's a lot of shaking here. You might want to stop by. You might want to come on, leave your house. Come on over.
Well, he's saying that there's a party, that there's a good time.
He's saying there's a whole lot of shaking.
It's it means we're having fun.
If I called you up and said, "Hey Ken,
uh-huh.
I got 8 or 9 people at my house.
Yeah.
Many of them are shaking. You want to head on over?
I'd say, is
you busy?
Medication? Is there a medication problem?
Well, Jerry Lee Lewis didn't exactly say. Come on over, baby. There's a whole lot of shaking going on.
If you called me and said, hey, Ken, come on over. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. I'd think you were quoting a Jerry Lee Lewis song and that there was a party.
Nope.
And I'd be there.
It's my four friends having an epileptic fit.
It's third grade.
It's us surviving an earthquake.
Part of Andy Breckman 15 jokes.
Well, which you can't broadcast.
You can find on YouTube.
Ken.
Listen to that laugh.
It's not appropriate.
I buried my grandmother last week. She's dead. By now.
Yeah, that's a good joke.
That's classic. Hey, can I do a shout out? I have a new friend. He's in Germany.
Uh huh.
Listener Michael.
Hey, Michael.
He,
What the hell? What phone?
Answer it.
What phone is that?
Maybe somebody at the door.
What the hell is that?
It's so unusual here at FMU, especially for this show, to have a phone call coming in. Ken is panicking.
I just want to know what phone it is.
I think it's this one here, Kenny.
That one?
Yeah.
Good God, why is it... That's
well,
not
see
right.
Who it is.
That's not right. Jesus.
But what does it matter?
Well, you don't want the phone ringing over the air. It's supposed to be killed by the microphone being on.
But what is it? What do you care?
Well, it's got to be fixed.
What were we in? Some kind of rhythm? Some comedic rhythm?
No, but you don't want a phone...
We were on a roll...
No, but there are other shows that matter. Admittedly, I get the point you're making. Our show doesn't matter.
Anyway,
our show sucks.
Anyway, listener Michael and his family, they're going to host us in Germany.
Oh, good. In nearby Cologne?
I don't know where they're meeting. My wife and he are making arrangements. But so this show is good for something, I guess.
Thank you, Michael.
It's
I see the problem.
It's finally good for something. Yeah, plug something in there.
Yeah. The relay fell out.
Well, that would explain everything.
Yeah.
If you're going to talk about the relay for a while, I know other songs I could sing.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, you start talking about the relay that fell out.
Okay. The Meridian phone system is how we page throughout the building. That's the number that's associated with 201 209-368.
With one,
but it's supposed to be wired now, so that if there's a microphone on, the microphone hits the relay and the phone does not ring on the air.
Loverly.
But as you heard, it just failed, and that's because the stereo eighth-inch mini jack that's connected to the relay that shuts it down had fallen out. Hey, what's going on?
Oh, it's not Michael.
Who tooted?
No, my friend in Germany.
Who tooted's in Walmart?
No, my friend in Germany is David.
David, thank you, David. David in Germany.
I'm so bad with names.
Oh, I know.
But listen to this. He and Beth they've cooked up this itinerary that involves me staying in a German youth hostel in some kind of tent.
Why?
I don't know.
That sounds great.
Oh, it sounds horrific.
It sounds oh man, you staying in a German youth hostel.
I will be yearning for the sound of your nose hair clipping.
With hippies.
With hippies traveling the continent.
Backpacking hippies.
Backpacking with their little knapsacks filled with drugs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh man, that's great. Oh, you have to bring a tape recorder with you.
I have to bring a gun with me.
Well, maybe you should just buy a gun there. No, good point. They're a lot more strict there about guns. Okay, smuggle a gun.
Yeah, I'll smuggle a gun.
Yeah.
Take out a few hippies.
Yeah.
No jury in the world would convict me.
Wow. Like the movie Joe. Remember he shoots his own hippie daughter?
Yeah. Yep. Thanks for giving away the big ending of Joe.
That's all right. Just don't give away the ending of Selma.
Who played the hippie daughter?
Susan Sarandon.
That's right.
Yeah. Peter Boyle.
Yeah.
No, go get it. That might be Walmart calling about who tooted.
Wait, hold on.
Answer the phone.
It's
go ahead.
It's my wife's giving me. Hey, honey. Yeah. It's David. Yeah, I just corrected myself. My mistake.
Coming up next on WFMU, it's YOY with Andrea.
So if you see Ken on the street in the next couple of days, you won't recognize him.
No, you won't.
Because there's no hair growing wildly like shrubbery out of his ears right. And his nose.
I can't do my ears right now because I'm wearing headphones because I'm on the radio.
Yeah, it's a great gift.
Yeah. Thank you, Evan.
Yeah, he loves you.
Evan and I have a real connection.
He does really love you.
We really do.
And Molly's so funny, too.
Yeah, I love Molly, too. But there's something, Evan and I are in sync. Evan knew that I wanted a nose hair clipper.
I think Evan knew that you needed a nose hair clipper. There's a difference.
Well, maybe that's from you complaining, coming home every Wednesday night.
The first thing I say.
Complaining.
The first thing I say, I had to look at him again. I was 8 inches away from him all show.
All right, so tonight we have discovered that Max is a business genius, Max in Chicago. He registered 7secondDelay.com and KenFriedman.com.
What else have we discovered on this show?
Sold them back to us. That my nose hair clipper makes a wonderful noise.
We discovered that our listeners don't like new phone numbers.
Right. Like 201-536.
But will that be our marathon phone number?
Yeah, this is the number for getting on the air for the next month. 201-536-9368. Make a note of it.
Yeah, make a note of it.
Yeah.
Ken and his family have a big, big, big...
yacht.
It's
okay. You can talk about the yacht.
Lake house.
No, make it a yacht.
From the ground floor up. Where are you guys going to stay while you're renovating the lake house?
In that German youth hostel that you're going to...
May I suggest your other lake house?
The one that...
Do you still have the other one?
Yes, it froze. It froze.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I hate when that happens, when my second lake house freezes.
It's for sale.
Yeah.
It's been for sale for a long, long time.
Oh, that's a tough problem
to have. Want to buy it?
That's a tough problem to have.
Oh, it is a tough problem to have.
Oh, I just want to give you a hug, buddy. Oh, your second lake house is cold.
I guess you don't know what happens when a house freezes.
No, what are the pipes bursting?
Yeah, the pipes burst.
Oh, little buddy.
Yeah.
Wait, does that mean there's water damage?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
I'm sorry.
A house freezing can ruin the house.
And listen, don't take this personally. I just have to ask.
Yeah.
How many other lake houses are there?
A lot.
That you have? That you will?
Just those two.
Just the two? Oh, buddy. So that's half your lake house catalog has frozen and flooded. Buddy.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Oh, buddy, I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Maybe flying your drone around for a while will calm you down.
I'm going to mount Roman candles on the drone and shoot them at you.
Do a little Apocalypse Now action.
Yeah.
So we've got to find a way to make money with your drones. Ken claims he's really a master of these drones.
I never claimed that at all.
You're claiming you can land them on my head.
Well, I just did.
You did.
It crashed. It crashed into your head, to be honest.
Who is just calling me all the time? Wait. This is from Bethy.
Yeah.
Tell Ken. Oh, wait.
What?
This is from, I don't know. I got to read this. Hold on. Then I have to read what
No,
it
no,
is.
No problem. Yeah, no problem. We can wait.
Tell Ken, I'm sorry to call your iPhone. I could not get through on the FMU line. Oh, maybe there's a problem with the phone line.
She was trying to call 201-536-9368 and couldn't get through?
The new number? I don't know. She didn't say.
Yeah, she was probably calling the old number. That's my guess. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
No one cares, and no one's listening.
WFMU.org and 91.9 FM in Rockland County.
There is something so sweet about you giving the call letters out.
Yeah, thanks to Nick.
As if people are listening.
Thank you, Nick the Bard.
Yeah, hey, you know what I want to mention? Pat Byrne has a big show Saturday night.
That's right.
Right here in Jersey City.
That's right. Prove It All Night with Pat Byrne.
And he has lots of guests, and you know they're good because I've never heard of them.
Right.
And
he takes it seriously. He actually puts a lot of work into it.
He plans it.
He puts planning into it. He cares about it.
His last show was given a great shout out online at Huffington Post.
Uh-huh.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. No, it's amazing.
Better than we've ever done.
It's amazing how far you can go when you care.
He does care.
Yeah.
And it shows.
You go, Pat Byrne.
He's a funny guy, a talented guy. And wait, it's Saturday night at what time? I should know this.
It's at 9. 9 to midnight, right here at 43 Montgomery Street.
Wait, he's going to broadcast live during the going to broadcast the show live?
Yeah, he broadcasts the show live with a live audience.
That's gutsy of him.
He cares.
Yeah.
He rehearses.
Yeah.
It's something to behold, Andy. You should see it.
Well, you rehearse a little. You fly your drone around.
Yeah.
Getting ready for the big drone contest.
No, the big drone contest is in the Thunderdome. That's where we battle drones against one another.
We have to really... There must be a way to make money with the drone.
As long as we figure it out.
How about whoever...
Because you're pulling the plug on the Wheel of Fate, so...
Wait. How about this? Whoever the drone lands on...
Yeah.
I will pay their pledge, whatever they pledged.
Oh, that's a good idea. That'll get people to come. It's not going to raise any money, but
I will match their pledge.
We'll get people to come.
But wait, what if they pledge one of these big house pledges?
Exactly. All right.
Okay, we'll do something. It'll be fun. We'll have a fun time.
Stay tuned for YOY with Andrea. Oh, and thanks to Veronica for help with the newsletter.
I'm Andrea Salenzi, and this is YOY. Tonight's show, what happens when you and a friend realize you've gone on Tinder dates with exactly the same people, but have totally different impressions. This is episode one of a two-part series for you WFMU listeners. I got an email a few months ago from two girls in Chicago, the story that I found interesting. My friend Sergey will read some of this email.
Dear Andrea, my friend Jen and I, have a story about type, in scare quotes, of course, that you might be interested in including for YOY. Jen and I haven't actually known one another that long. We met when I started my new job because she's my office mate. We have the same hair, similar fashion sense, and overall look. But we have similar interests and senses of humor and ways of supporting one another. It turns out, We also have a similar dating history that we've discovered over the last few months of almost constant contact, hanging out, and Tindering at work. We've uncovered three guys that we've both been on dates with around the same time. When we talk about it, the guys are actually sort of the control subject.
The two girls work in an office in Chicago, so I sent Maya to interview them.
Yeah, let's get into the differences between Tinder and OkCupid.
She is a YOY super fan.
I haven't been listening as much recently.
Okay, she's kind of a fan. But Maya was perfect for this conversation. She's making up her mind about living in Chicago.
This makes me feel so much better about living here. I'm from Oakland, so I always have really mixed feelings about living in Chicago and wanting to flee back to the West Coast.
Yeah.
But these girls have mastered a trick to their social life.
A majority of my friends are guys who I've gone on some dates with.
And they've slowly acquired a weird harem of dude friends.
Which, as an editorial note, sounds really ill-advised.
So Abby and Jen. Abby is an aggressive friender, Facebook and otherwise. Brown hair and bangs. She's 31.
There was one guy who messaged my friend and he just said, "What's up, hot dog?"
And her friend is Jen. Also has brown hair and bangs, but she's 21 with glasses.
I had one that from this guy who said, "Guys don't make passes at girls with glasses." I'm just like, that's not even true.
These girls laugh almost identically, and girl voices are apparently tricky to tell apart on the radio because we haven't been socialized to listen to women. So I will use these audio cues to help you tell them apart. Abby.
"What's up, hot dog?"
Jen.
"Guys don't make passes at girls with glasses."
Abby.
"What's up, hot dog?"
Jen.
"Guys don't make passes at girls with glasses."
Back in Eastern Time in Brooklyn, while this interview's going on, I'm sitting at a table with Sergey.
I could go on about Tinder forever, and I possibly might.
And Mike, who does not want to be doing this.
This some sort of old, really long German word for what I'm feeling.
We'll get to them in a bit. But first, Abby and Jen, who work together. Every friendship has a love story. Before we get to the bad dates, let's hear this one.
I started this job in September, and it was on your birthday.
It was on my birthday.
Because you weren't at work, and I was really stressed out.
I was like, this is weird. This girl's starting on my birthday, and I'm running around, and she better be cool.
Yeah. I remember seeing you, though. Yeah. And I remember thinking that you were a really cool girl. I don't know. You had your, nifty little party-colored glasses.
Thanks.
And your cool haircut that looks exactly like mine. And, yeah, I don't know. And we kind of